let's continue with today's episode, which is going to be answering the question, how do I set pricing for my lettering services and make sure fair compensation for my work? Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business, from struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer. I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and today we are continuing with this special series of episodes that answer the most frequently asked questions around how to build a career as a graphic artist, as a lettering artist. And today we're going to speak about pricing, which is one of my favorite topics because I know that understanding your pricing and how much you could be charging and what are the benchmarks of the market is really empowering. And that's all I want for you, that you feel empowered in the moment that a client contacts you and you wants to work with you. So today we're gonna dive into that. And I want to remind you that all of the questions that we are answering in this series of episodes are compiled in one guide that I put together for you that you can download for free on my website. You can go to martinaflor.com/guide and download the guide for free. In this guide, you will find all of the questions that we tackle in this series of 10 episodes in which I answer each one of them in detail. And you will find also some of the stories that I collected throughout the year through my experience of building a career as a lettering artist that I know that you will find encouraging, because you may feel right now that all of the things that are happening to you only happen to you, but no, they happen. And they happen to all of us. And they happen to me as well. And I'm here to share this with you so that you can avoid some of them or find clarity around some of those questions or feel less alone along the way. So go ahead and download the guide on martinaflor.com/guide. And let's continue with today's episode, which is going to be answering the question, how do I set pricing for my lettering services and make sure fair compensation for my work? Now, let's start by the beginning, because this is a huge topic and it has a lot of different edges. Now, lettering artists or lettering designers can work as freelancers, but they can also work as in-house employees. So in the second case, as in-house employees, they will receive a salary according to their location and industry. And this varies accordingly, right? Now, if you're a freelance lettering designer, you will earn according to the level of your fees. And this is why, or this is how, you know, charging fairly for your work can be important and can have a big impact on your income. So there are essentially two types of frameworks to calculate your pricing. So number one is hourly pricing, and number two is value pricing. So in the first one, you charge per hour and you charge per the number of hours it takes you to create the artwork. In the second one, you assign a value to the artwork based on the type of project, your skill level, the project complexity, and also the market rates in your region. So if you are just beginning and you're starting to get those first assignments, charging per hour could be a useful framework in terms of, you know, it's quick, it's easy to calculate, and it's easy for your clients to understand. However, throughout time, I will always recommend you to transition into value pricing. Now, there are other factors that play a role beyond your time and expertise. When pricing your artwork, the usage, the application, the territory, the time period, and exclusivity for which your artwork will be used have an impact on your fees. Always take that into account when pricing your work and ask questions to the clients that allow you to get a clear idea of the scope of the project and the overall investment that they will be making. This means that when a client approaches you with a certain project, you need to ask questions to clarify what is the overall scope of that project, what their total investment is, and what is therefore the role that your artwork is going to play in that total investment. And you want that to be in relation to the total investment that they will be making. So let's say that they will be making, that you realize that because they are creating a big advertising campaign with billboards on the public space, with media, with TV spots, then it won't make sense for you to charge just a couple hundred bucks for that artwork. The price of your artwork must have a correlation with the amount, the total amount of the investment the client is gonna make. So remember, always ask questions and clarify what is the size of that project. So I want to tell you a story. When I was starting my career, an agency, a branding agency, contacted me to help them with a logotype refresh. So I calculated the fee by estimating the number of hours it would take me to polish the logotype, which for me was actually a pretty straightforward job. And the total estimate that I sent to them was $500. So they approved the estimate, I completed the project, and I submitted the invoice. Months later, I was surfing the internet and I saw the worldwide launch of the rebranding of a consumer products brand. They had made a multi-million dollar investment renovating their branding across the world by using the logotype that I had redesigned and charged only $500 for. So that really hurt. And that was a mistake I only made once. And I want you to avoid that mistake. So when charging for a project, no matter whether you are using the hourly rate framework or the value pricing framework, I want you to get a clear idea of what is the total investment that the client is doing, so that your artwork or what you charge for your work is in direct relation with their total investment. So I want you to leave with some benchmarks, industry or market benchmarks to have into account. So when it comes to publishing, a book cover can range or can pay around $400 all the way up to $5,000 per cover. So the range is pretty big, and according to the publishing house and the size of the publishing house, and also the the kind of book, if that's a bestseller or not, then you can charge or you will be paid more or less for that assignment. For editorial, I want to warn you that editorial budgets are usually very limited. And at the same time, they will normally license the artwork that you create for them for a very short time, because if that artwork is gonna go to onto a magazine, the magazine is gonna be sold in a week, and that is it. They don't need to continue licensing your work. So editorial budgets are normally limited. A cover may range from $300 to $2,000 or more, or an interior illustration can pay $300 to $1,500 or even more. So logotype designs, this is where it varies tremendously depending on the size of the client. And a logotype for a small client can go anywhere from $500 to $4,000 and more. So that is for a small client, let's say a local business with one branch. And one for a big company can go all the way to tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it depends really much, very much on the size of the client. Products, you can get paid for an artwork that goes onto a product around $250 to $1,500. You can also negotiate royalties on that product. So if the product continues to be sold, you can get a fee for each product sold. Advertising campaigns and packaging. These are high paying jobs. And even when they will be using the artwork for a short period of time, because an advertising campaign will run for, perhaps 3 months to a year. But the usage and the impact and the total investment of that campaign is what has a tremendous impact on the price of your artwork. So the advertising or creating artwork for an advertising campaign can range from $5,000 to $100,000 and beyond. So this episode was snappy and short, but I hope that it has given you clarity around what are some of the benchmarks in the industry, and also what are some of the frameworks that you can use, hourly pricing, value pricing. And I want you to especially leave this episode with the notion of asking questions and getting an idea of what is the role that the work that you will be creating as a graphic artist, as a lettering artist, as an illustrator, what is the role that your work is going to be playing in the total investment of your client. You will always want to be compensated accordingly. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you know someone that could benefit from the insights that I share in this show, go ahead, share this episode, grab the link of the episode and share it on WhatsApp or via email. And I will see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.